This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. One of the things that could save you a lot of money that should be done at this time of the year, if you have a fertilizer spreader, a drop or a rotary type, make sure that you give it a good cleaning before you put it away for the winter. Because you've been putting fertilizer, lime products, weed killers in it, and what's happened is it's scratched some of the paint off where the holes are, and then corrosion will set in. So the one thing that you can do is get a product called WD-40. You buy it just about any place. Wash your spreader and let it air dry, and then when it's air dry, turn your spreader upside down and spray all of the holes and the mechanisms around it, and then spray the inside of your spreader with the WD-40. And that will prevent the holes from getting larger. Because the larger they get, the more food they'll drop on your lawn. So if you buy a bag that will treat 5,000 square feet, you set it according to the bag, you may only get 4,000 or 4,500 coverage because the holes are larger. So clean your spreaders and protect the metal with WD-40. Okay, Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have George from Massachusetts, and he has a question about his houseplants.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have two houseplants that I have questions about.
Okay.
Number one is a lemon tree, and I just recently brought it into an unheated entryway, and I was wondering when is the best time to feed it, store it, and prune it.
Okay.
As regards to the lemon tree.
Now, the lemon tree is a plant that really does not go dormant. So you're going to have to keep that plant alive just like any other tropical plant during the winter. It's not a plant that you would put in your basement, let it sit there for the winter, and then bring it back up and it will start up again. It's not that type of a plant. So it needs to be kept near a window. And it doesn't matter if it's northeast, south, or west, as long as it gets light all winter long.
Okay.
As far as fertilizer, You're going to feed it every 2 or 3 weeks, and you can use something like the Neptune's Harvest organic fertilizer. You can use the Dr. Earth organic fertilizer, or Espoma has a product called Grow that is also organic. And as far as pruning, your citrus tree right now on the tips of the branches has the flower buds for the spring. So if you prune it now, you could remove all of the flower buds.
Okay.
So what I would do is wait until the spring, see if it's going to come into bloom, and any of the branches that are not making flower buds, prune those, and that way you'll have some fruit production on your plant.
I see. Okay, my next question, my last question is, I have a houseplant, the white bird of paradise.
Yes.
And it appears to be doing well. However, when the new foliage is appearing, it doesn't seem to be, the leaves don't appear to be unraveling completely to the end of the stem.
Okay. Now, are you feeding the white bird of paradise?
Not presently. During the summer I was, but
okay. I would continue to feed that plant on a monthly basis. If you're like a lot of us, we forget during the winter because we're busy with the holidays. Pick up a time-release fertilizer like Dynamite.
Okay.
And you can find it at some of the garden centers. Home Depot, Lowe's does carry it. And that way, every time you water, it would feed the plant very lightly and slowly all winter long. And that way, you wouldn't have to worry about feeding it, because when you water, the little pellets release the food all by themselves, and you can even use that on your citrus tree.
I see. So there is no dormancy in this plant either, correct?
Right. Anything.
So you would feed it year round, monthly?
Year round, monthly.
Okay.
And again, if you're lacking for a really sunny window, put it any place where it will get bright light all day.
Right.
And just because it's a tropical plant, it doesn't die back during the winter, and you have to keep it alive. So by giving it some light and then the slow-release organic fertilizer on a monthly basis or the Dynamite pellets, you should be all set.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
You too now. And, you know, if the tree in the spring doesn't make any flowers,
okay,
it just makes new growth, that would be the time to prune it and then feed it heavier and give it lots of sun, put it outdoors on a nice sunny area, and it will help to give you blossoms for the following year. But don't prune it now, because it may have the flower buds already on it.
Okay.
Thank you. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Steve from Massachusetts, and he has a question about his white turnips.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
For taking my call, Paul, long-time listener, first-time caller.
I've been trying
to grow white Westport turnip, Macomba turnip, for a couple of years, raised bed, organic garden. I'm not getting a bulb. I'm just getting, like, one single white stem. What would cause something like that?
So you're getting good foliage, but nothing below ground.
Yep. the foliage, you know, I did have a little problem with those little green worms. Used Captain Jack on it. It cleared up. But 2 years in a row, I'm just not getting that bulb that shows up on the surface.
Okay.
Can't quite figure it out.
What are you using for a food on your turnip?
All organic food, you know, all the different tones, garden tone. I do use compost, worm tea. It's all different organic.
All different organic products.
Everything else is growing fine. In fact, this year was the best year I've ever had with the garden in 36 years of doing this.
Right.
No turnip.
No turnip. Okay. You're missing something in the ground that's preventing it from forming. And what I'd like to see you do is buy a fertilizer. It's 020.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It's called superphosphate. And
okay,
it's a very high phosphorus fertilizer that stimulates the root system of the plant.
Makes sense.
Now,
yep.
The other product that works real good, a company called Natural Alternative.
Yep.
They have a blend of microbes, bacteria, and fungi that they sell in the spring that will help a great deal.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you this morning to prepare for the winter season, give us a call. The number is 855-660-4261. We have talked about recycling your leaves and pine needles. And I tried something the other day. Some of the towns want you to take your leaves and put them in a special recycling bag. And I picked one up and took a handful of the Dr. Earth compost maker, drove my hand as far into the bag as possible, full of the compost maker, and slowly released it in the bag, and then I mixed up the leaves and laid the bag down on top of the garden and hit it with the hose to get it wet. And right now it's pouring, so it's soaking. But I'll tell you, if rather than take them and haul them off, compost them right in that bag, or you can take a plastic trash bag. Black is better because it tends to draw more heat into it. Fill your bag half full of leaves and pine needles. Sprinkle in some of the Dr. Earth compost maker. Then stuff the rest of the bag full of leaves. Add some more compost maker, and then tie it off. Before you tie it off, add like a watering can full of water to it. Tie it off and just lay it flat in your garden. And the heat will build up in the bag. The compost maker microbes will break down the leaves and the pine needles, and when spring arrives, you will have beautiful organic material, similar to peat moss, that you can blend into your soil to help to retain moisture and to break apart clay. So don't throw them away. Recycle them.
just use some of the Dr. Earth compost maker to speed up the process. And by spring, you spread it in the garden, till it in, and you're ready to go with a much, much improved soil. The other thing that I wanted to mention, and we've talked quite a bit about it, is a lot of you have fruit trees, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, and they're all pollinated by bees. And if your production, and also in your garden, is not as good as it has been in the past, it's due to the declining population of the honeybee. There is a bee that is the original native bee to the United States, and it's called a mason bee. It does not live in a hive. It lives in holes, usually in a building. But they have developed a habitat that they fill with bamboo tubes, and they are selling it as a kit. And you can order it for Christmas, and they'll send you the habitat with the straws, a book on how to make that mason be more active on your property, and a card. And in the spring, they will send you 6 mason bee larvae. You put it in the house, those bees will hatch, and as they hatch, they will go into the other tubes and lay eggs. They'll hatch, they'll come out, they'll clean out the tubes and lay more bees for it. So if you're looking for a nice present for somebody who has fruit trees, berry bushes, or a vegetable garden, this is a good one. OrganicControl.com. OrganicControl.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club, if we can be of assistance to you, you need some help. The number to call is 855-660-4261. You can still plant bulbs. So if you go to your local nursery, you may see that they have put them on sale in some areas. Take advantage of it. Now, when you plant a bulb, this is how it's done. You want to cover the bulb with twice as much soil as the bulb is tall. So, for example, a daffodil is about 3 to 4 inches, depending on the variety. So you need, if it's 4 inches, you need to dig a hole 12 inches deep. 4 inches for the bulb, and twice as much soil to cover it. If it's 3 inches, then you dig a hole 9 inches deep. 3 inches for the bulb, and 6 inches of soil over it. Put some bulb fertilizer. Dr. Earth has a great product to use. Do not use bone meal, okay? Use the Dr. Earth bulb food. It's all organic, all natural, and there's no bone meal. Let's go to the phones. Isaiah, who's next?
All right, we have Matt from Rochester, Massachusetts, and he has a question about his grass.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your lawn?
Hey, Paul. What I have is the previous owner planted joystick grass along the driveway. What it's doing is it's getting under the driveway and actually poking up through the asphalt.
Yep.
So I want to stop that, I was wondering if now is too late to spray a Roundup or something. Do I have to wait till next year? And then what do I do to prevent it from doing that?
Okay. Right now, your temperatures have come to a point where they're getting colder and colder every day. Your Zoysia grass is a southern variety that will normally go dormant once you've had a frost. So
yeah,
you're going
turn tan. You know how it does that?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not a grass for New England. If you live in Washington, D.C. south, then zoysia grass is good, but not in the Northeast, New York, Pennsylvania. It's the last grass to turn green and the first grass to turn brown, and it can be very, very evasive. It spreads with underground roots. It will get in your perennial beds, in your shrubbery beds, and it's a terrible weed. So what you got to do, wait until spring. And in the spring, as soon as you see it's beginning to turn green, then you're going to use cleanup on it. Now, the reason I want you to switch Roundup is 18% active ingredients, and the Bonide Cleanup is 40% active ingredients. And because it's generic, it's going to cost you about a third less money, but it's twice as strong. And okay, it will be absorbed into the plant, and it will kill the roots and the rhizomes. And you may have to do it twice. And any place where it's poking up through the tar, spray it also, because it will destroy your driveway.
Yeah, so one other question. So I was going to do that along the driveway, but unfortunately this stuff is a passerite, and it's all around my well. Is there a problem using cleanup around a well?
No. No, because I mean, you're not going to soak the ground. You're just going to wet the foliage. It's a systemic, so it will be absorbed into the plant. It will be taken down to the roots, kill the roots, and cleanup is a product that, let's say you wanted to make a new garden. You can spray the area with the cleanup. You wait 10 days, everything will be dead. You can rototill and plant a vegetable garden in that ground, because the microbes, the bacteria, and the sun will kill the ingredients in the cleanup.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a project for next spring.
Yeah. The main thing is you've got to kill it every place where you find it, because it will double and triple its size every year. It will choke out all the good grasses, and it's only green for a very short period of time, as you well know.
You're right. Right. Yeah, it keeps spreading. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
like it now.
And it's a very coarse blade. It's something that if you lived in Florida, you'd be accustomed to, because they don't have a nice, soft, narrow blade grass in Florida. It's a wide blade. When you walk on it, it feels stiff. There's no real give to it. And it really doesn't make a good lawn grass for somebody that enjoys a nice green lawn from spring until fall. And it's just not designed for our climate here in the north.
Okay, thank you, Paul.
I thank you. And you have a great Thanksgiving. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you need some help, give us a call. We did have a caller during the break. A woman wanted to know the phone number to order the Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Now, this is the company that makes the organic lawn fertilizer with the large assortment of microbes, bacteria, and fungi. It's a company that has developed the organic mosquito, flea, and tick spray. and they have an ice melt that's organic. You use less of it. As a matter of fact, if you normally use a 50-pound bag of ice melt during the winter, you're going to need a third of that. So you would need around 20 pounds, 15 pounds to do the same thing that a 50-pound bag would do. So if you want a better ice melt, one that will last longer and last for several days and not hurt your pets, because if you get rock salt between the pads of your dog or your cat, it will get up to 175 degrees and burn their feet. Call them, talk to them, and they can tell you about the product. And the number is 888-546-5941. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Frank from West Massachusetts, and he has a question about his roses.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Actually, my question is about Rose of Sharon.
Yes.
A neighbor had dug up a very small seedling for me, and it's in a very small pot. It's in a 3-inch pot. It's only got 2 leaves.
Okay.
So I treat it like it's summer and keep it in the south window and keep watering it to keep it growing, or do I let it go dormant? I mean, it's pretty immature and tiny.
Yeah. When did they dig this for you?
Just about, not quite, it was like 3 weeks ago they dug it up.
About 3 weeks ago?
I'm actually down at the Cape, and now I'm back in Western Mass, and I have this small plant, but I never got it in the ground. But I thought even if I got it in the ground, it was so immature, I wasn't sure, you know, what to do with it. So now I have
right.
It
may
pot.
Not. Because the roots hadn't been fully reestablished, you may have lost it during the winter. So what I would do is I would keep it in the house. It doesn't need a south-facing window, just a window with lots of light.
Okay.
You want to feed it probably one more time. And I would keep it actively growing from now until, I would say, the end of January to see if, to give it time to develop a root system, maybe make a few branches,
mm-hmm.
and then put it in your garage. Someplace
okay.
where it's going to be cold, but it's going to be sheltered from the wind and from the weather, and it will go dormant. And then in the spring, dig a hole, condition it with compost, black cow manure, and plant it, and you'll have a nice, healthy plant and ready to go.
Excellent. Yeah, my neighbors have tons of them. He said they're like weeds. They just keep sprouting up. So
yeah,
he thought it would make it through. But like I said, it's a very small seedling, very tiny, 2 leaves on it.
Yeah. I would keep it in the house for another couple of months, give it a chance to get a root system to develop on it, give it a chance to maybe grow a little bit, and then after a couple of months, put it someplace where it's going to be cold but out of the weather. It'll go dormant. And then you can plant it in the spring. It'll come right back to life. If you want, you can even keep it in the house all winter. Don't feed it. You want to feed it once during December. But after mm-hmm. that, no food. And a north window where it's cooler than a south window would be better.
Great. Excellent. Thanks for the advice. Great show.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. And whatever problem you have, I'll do my best to help you with that situation. And after 10 o'clock, if you're not able to order a holiday Christmas wreath on the internet, you can call us and we can take the order and tell you what we have for decorations on the wreaths. The wreaths were made this week. They're being delivered about an hour from now, and we'll be starting to decorate on Monday. So give us a call, and the number after 10 o'clock is 207-985-6972, and we'll ship it out to friends, families, and neighbors.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, we have Ed from Sullivan, New Hampshire, and he has a question on some information.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
A few weeks ago, you had mentioned a mouse or rodent repellent that was not a toxic thing, and it would keep them from, let's say, occupying sheds or your basement or something.
Right.
And they just wouldn't come around rather than poisoning them where they have to suffer each, or they get into your walls or something, and then they decay and smell badly.
Right.
So I just don't remember. It was mouse something.
Well, there are two products. There's Mouse Magic.
That's the one, I think, Mouse Magic.
But that has to stay in a room that does not get opened and closed.
Okay.
So that the scent will stay in there. So if it's like a garage, it's not going to be as effective as other products. If it's a basement that stays shut, that will work real well. So
is the odor offensive? No.
It's spearmint, peppermint, and a few other things. Lemongrass and a few others. But there's a product made by Everguard.
Right.
And Everguard is a liquid. And they have a granule, but I like the liquid. And you mix it in a pump sprayer. You spray the outside up against your foundation. And then you can spray in your garage around the walls. And it will keep them out. I've used it in a crawl space. I've used it in my basement. And last year, for the first time, I had no mice come into my basement. And I have no idea how they're getting in. But I use the Everguard. It's called a small animal repellent.
And it's harmless to floors and walls and stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Let me give you the phone number, and you can talk to them directly.
Okay.
It is 877-771-3337. Okay?
Okay. One other thing. You were at the Agway in Keene recently. Do you think they might have that product?
I would think so.
Okay, I'll give them a call.
And if they don't have it, call this number. They will tell you who has it near you.
Okay.
And if it's too far, they can ship the product directly to you. But I would try the Agway.
Okay. Thank you very much, and have a nice Thanksgiving coming up.
You too. Thank you again. Bye-bye. Isaiah, let's see if we can get our last caller in.
All right. We have June from Plymouth, Massachusetts, and she has a question about her blue fescue grass.
June, how can we help you with your blue fescue grass?
I have two potted blue fescue plants, the ornamental grass.
Yes.
And what is the best way to keep them till spring, because I didn't get them planted?
Okay, put them in your garage or tool shed, because if you leave them outside, the pot will fill full of water, it will freeze, turn to a block of ice, and it will break the roots of your fescue, and your plant will die. So if you keep it in your garage, once a month, go out there, give it a good drink of water. It'll be fine. And then in the spring, cut the blue fescue grass to about 3 inches all the way around, because it grows like a ball. And just prune it back, and all kinds of beautiful, thin-bladed blue grass will develop from that place where you cut it back. I have some in my garden. I've had it for about 10 years, and every spring I cut it back by about 50%. The new growth comes out, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's that blue spruce, blue color, just gorgeous.
Do they need any light when they're in the shed or the garage?
Nope, put them in your garage. It's because the plant's gone dormant, but it may need a little bit of water if it gets warm in the garage.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.